Hey, good morning, Carlos.
Yes, good morning, Mario.
Hey, Carlos, it's Ismael Lopez. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How's it going today?
Okay. So far, so good, man. How you doing, man?
Not too bad, just trying to grind it out, you know, it's Monday.
Yes, right. Everybody, not you, man.
I saw you were speaking to one of our representatives, Jerry. So she was telling me that about more about your business. She passed along the notes. So I wanted to ask you, Carlos, before going into the pricing, did you have any questions aside from that?
Yes. Can you give me another explanation how you guys work?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. So I've already done a little bit of research about you, Carlos, about you. It seems like you do have a Google My Business already, right? It says skills, HVAC services, air conditioning contractor in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that this is the correct info that I found online. So what we do pretty much is that we offer different ways of promoting your company online. So we're an online marketing company called Local Splash. So what we'll do is have the ability of people to find you through the front page of Google as well as Bing and different directories. So we'll be in charge of that, promoting you locally in your area. As well as that in this bundle is that we'll promote you in different cities outside your area if that's something that interests you. I know you had mentioned to Jerry that your service area was only 15 miles, correct?
Yes. I was actually doing 50 miles radius from where I'm at. Correct.
15 miles radius. Okay. Yeah, perfect. So just to give you an example real quick of how it would work is that we would give you the ability, Carlos, to choose different keywords, and we would optimize those keywords so anytime someone would be looking for the keywords that you chose through Google or different sites, your business would be one of the top options, would be one of the options on the front page of Google. So just to give you an example of how we work is that if, when someone's looking for HVAC services in your area, it would immediately come out HVAC contractors.
Right.
So right now, Carlos, it seems like the companies that are your competitors that are ahead of you are AirPro Master, JHVAC, and Global HVAC. Just to name a few.
Okay.
So yeah, our job would be to get your business right there on the front page of Google. And over time, your rankings will, you'll be climbing up the rankings with the help of different services we offer in the package that we have here for you. So, but I did,
Okay,
it did, Jerry did put here that you are currently with another SEO company or search engine optimization company.
yes.
Okay. And then she put a price here that you were paying $150 a month, but that you would it was working through a third party.
Yeah, it was no, it was $120.
120 bucks. Okay. And how's it gone?
Yes,
How's it gone
but
so far with them?
well, I paused it with them like 3 months ago. So I was telling you, I paused it
Oh,
with
it's
them, and
paused.
then I stepped in with Yellow Pages, you know. What else? Yelp. I just paused it because I didn't wanna. I was too busy, you know. I was too busy. I mean, couldn't keep up with everything that was going around. I mean, because I just started this company. I mean, this year, 2021. So by me promoting and marketing all this stuff, different using different websites, they got me busy, which it was too much workload. So I did actually stop the, I mean, pause it back in August. But I mean, I'm willing to come back and try someone else. You know what I mean? Because I used to have a I don't know if you heard at ADIQ. At IQ,
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah, I've heard of
So
them. Yes.
I had them. Yeah, I had them. So basically, is this the same thing as you guys work, same as them?
Somewhat. So we have a more ability because we're a premier Google partner. So only a couple companies can have that, can say that they are a premier Google partner. So with that ability, we have the power to obviously put you on the front page of Google, but also offer different services to help your business expand and get those clients that you're looking for. So it seems like you paused everything since August, and now you're interested in starting this again. And the main reason is that you
Yes,
need more clients right now, Carlos?
yeah, I'm running right now. So I'm yeah, obviously, yes, I need more clients right now. You know, I mean, it got slow, so I'm trying to go back, you know, and try to see what I mean, if I can get a little bit more of that.
Okay. And it seems right now, obviously, I'm over here, we're over here in Costa Mesa. So it's the same type of weather right now, but it's the cold time here in Orange County. So it seems like the type of jobs that would fit you better right now would be heating jobs, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So that's an example of one way we could help you is that we'd focus in on heating repair jobs to get you those clients. Obviously, you would have the ability to choose different keywords as well, but that's just an example that I wanted to throw out there real quick. So,
yes.
But Carlos, just getting back to what Jerry had mentioned in the beginning, we are filling this position today. So the benefit of that is that we would fill it hopefully with you, and then we would begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing. And then we'd close out the category, and we cannot work with anyone else who does what you do, which is HVAC. So it seems like you do see the value in being in front of your competitors, correct?
I mean, everyone, you know, every contractor would want to,
Yeah. That's the type of business here, and especially HVAC, it seems like it's very competitive, correct?
Yeah. I mean, HVAC,
and,
plumbing, electricity. I mean, a little bit, everyone's a high competition, you know?
Exactly, Carlos.
As long as you get your service, and that's what people call you back, you know?
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do a great job. So Jerry didn't put here, but how many employees do you have, Carlos?
Right now, I have only have five at the moment.
Five employees? Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to keep them busy, correct?
Yeah, correct. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do right now, Carlos, is that I'm going to go over I'm going to give you the pricing first. And what I'm going to do as well is I'm going to send you a text message with the pricing. It's going to have a price. It's going to have a link that takes you to our pricing page. The pricing on there isn't what I'm going to offer you today. It's going to be a different price, but a discounted price to help you out, you and your company. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the price first, Carlos, and then I'll explain to you what services come with this package. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
All right,
So, Carlos, everything is month to month. Absolutely no contracts. That we really like to emphasize that there is no contracts. So your pricing will be set at a flat rate of $299 month to month. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming. So your initial investment will be $398. So Carlos, just so you're aware, this package includes different services because we're gonna hone in on your local SEO as well as including Google Ads. Okay?
Okay.
So just so you're aware, so it'll help out with the complete Google local optimization setup. It seems like you have a GMB right now. Just to be aware, is all the information on here correct? So it says that you're located on 14520 Plummer Street?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure. But we're also able to have, you know, put a link there to your website, because I know you mentioned you had a website, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be when I'm talking about Google Local Optimization Setup, that would be included here. And then also there would be a directory submission package. By that, I mean that you'll be found on different directories like Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages that you've actually worked with before. So we'd put you on those pages already. You wouldn't have to go separately and work with them. Also, initial content creation on Bing. And then something that's really big nowadays, I don't know if you have one, but it's an Amazon Alexa. So just to give you an example, Carlos. So someone, when people aren't usually going to say HVAC. Well, maybe they will. Maybe they'll say HVAC services, but they'll probably ask for heating or air conditioning repair, right? Something like that. So those are the keywords to hone in on. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anytime someone would ask for that through Amazon Alexa, your business would be one of the options on there. Also, we'd cover your exposure on mobile devices, so iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Because right now I'm doing my search on the computer, but you know, nowadays everyone does everything through their phone.
Right. Yeah, of course.
All right. So let me go ahead and ask you this, because I want to give you an example real quick, but is there a specific type of job that you're looking to hone in on? I know you need clients, but is it anything related to HVAC?
I mean, right now, I mean, anything, I mean, from installation, service, repairs, that's the most common thing. I mean, nothing special, you know, that I'm specifically looking for, but everything comes along with it, you know?
Yes, Carlos. Is there a job that, you know, gets you more, obviously all the jobs, you know, you're going to be excited for, but is there a job that, you know, gets you more bang for your buck at the end of the day? Or is it all good money?
It's all good money, man.
Okay, perfect.
Money,
so
once you do one, once yeah, once you arrive to do one thing, it, I mean, other things comes along. So, yeah, as long as you get the job and then you get the customer, then that's all you need, you know.
Okay, exactly. So it seems like yeah, so it seems like, Carlos, the best thing for us to, for you to do, or for us to do for you as well, is to hone in on just use just different keywords. You know, at the end of the day, we want to get your business more exposure. So just to give you an example, anytime someone's looking for heating insulation, air conditioner insulation, your business will be one of the will be found as soon as these phrases are typed in. So without knowing you, people would be able to find your business of Skills HVAC Services. So
okay,
just so you're aware, a statistic that comes with this, Carlos, is that 90% of keyword searches done daily in your area, companies are taking advantage of those 90%. So there's value in part in being in promoting your business on Google. You could see that, you know, everything's moving towards that way. So the other thing that's included in this package, just so you're aware, Carlos, is the ads. So the ads are going to also appear on the front page of Google, but on the very top. So the way this would work is that you would be able to choose different areas outside your local area to promote your business. So obviously Los Angeles is a huge area, right? But if you wanted to promote yourself in somewhere outside of there, you would have the ability. The way I explain it to potential customers is that choose 5 cities that excite you the most, right? Maybe there's areas that, you know, there's going to be more jobs than others, correct?
Yeah,
so we give you that option in this package because we don't want to just solely focus on local, your local area. Obviously, you want to be big in your local area, but sometimes, you know, you get to a point where you want to be able to be seen outside that area because you won't know what's out there until you actually promote your business. So that's why we include the Google ads. So it'll target cities outside your local area and jumpstart your campaign, which will get your results even faster. So the way that Google ads works is that it's going to appear more quickly than the local SEO. It usually takes between 7 to 14 days. All right, Carlos?
Okay.
That's the big thing about ads. Local SEO takes a little longer, but at the end of the day, it's getting you on that front page with those keywords. So the beauty of this program, Carlos, is that it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the search that was performed. In addition to this, you could add keywords, run promotions, or change any content with the assistance of your account management team here.
So you can always log in you're gonna create an account, but you can always log in to see how my company's been performing. Correct? As far as calls and how many people have clicked on mine to see my company. Correct?
Yes, correct. So yeah, we have something.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Carlos. Sorry about that.
Yeah, is it something like that that works as well? I mean, because when I used to be at ADIQ, the same thing. You know, when people will look into it, to click my company or to see my phone number, or to call. Even when they will call me they will even get a notification, not automatically to me, to just notify me that these other people are looking at my website and searching and browsing and how many people have called me from, you know, using obviously from their promoting, how they've been working to promote my company. So I'll be able to see it in the end of the month to see how many people have already click on it. You know what I mean? Is that something like the way it works for you guys?
Yeah. So we actually have something included here in our timeline is that we have a reporting dashboard that will be created.
Okay.
Through that dashboard, you'll be able to see the amount of clicks that have gone that people have done on your business, the amount of traffic that you're getting through Google and different search engines. So yeah, you will have the ability to be able to log in and track you'll be able to see the difference basically. Yeah. So that'll be something that we'll put in your hands to be able to look. And also just to reiterate, Carlos, is that so if a customer wanted to contact you by being with us, the customer would be able to contact you directly. It's not going to be like the other company you're with where it's going to be, it has to go through them first. Cause that's something you had mentioned to Jerry, right?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions before we continue?
So,
Sorry, go ahead, Carlos. I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. So so the initial fee to start with you guys, you said it was $398, and then
yeah.
Is it like a 3 month trial, or is it like a is it the first month and then the next month you start paying the $300 every month? How does it?
So the way it works is that at the moment you want to start with us is that it would be the fee would be $398 month to month, no contracts. So every month after this would be $299. So, and what's included in that, like I mentioned before, is the ads and also the local SEO, as well as other things that you could see on the pricing page that I sent you. You're not going to have to sign up for a 3 month, you're not locked in for 3 months. So that's why I like to let the customers know at the beginning, this is month to month, no contracts.
Okay.
So
and
pretty
then,
much,
and
go
how
ahead.
How would I cancel, like let's say later on, if I want to cancel the service from you guys, do I cancel it and log it into my account, or do I have to call you guys? I mean, obviously,
so
not
you,
anymore, because once you...
Well, you would have my information, but what you would do is that you would be able to call in, and you would be able to call in, and then you dial one and take us to our customer service, and there you would be able to cancel your account. Yeah. So let me go ahead and ask you.
Is that the best you can do? Is that the best you can do? Like 300 a month.
Well, it's not 300, it's 299. Let me go ahead and ask you this though, Carlos. Sorry, I like to crack a joke every once in a while because, you know, sometimes it's like too serious. But, Carlos, so it seems like you do like what we're offering, like the package, you know, with the local SEO and the ads, correct? That's something that does interest you, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've done it before, and obviously, since once you cancel, obviously everything else cancels out. I mean, it goes casual out, so you cancel everything. You know what I mean? So as long as you keep it alive, obviously you have to keep on your dues with you guys. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. This is the best. I could definitely sign up with you guys now. I mean, if that's the best you can do, though, $299. $299.
Let me ask you this. Are you wanting to do both the local SEO and the ads, or is there something you prefer over the other? You do want to do both?
I want to do both.
Okay, perfect. Carlos, if you can, just give me a – while you're on the line, I'm going to go ahead and chat my manager. Let me ask him if we can, you know, maybe give you a better price on that. So it seems like the only issue right now is pricing, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I definitely want to try you guys out, you know, and then if you guys give me a good, obviously monthly fee. Because ADIQ, they keep on calling me back, but I just didn't like the system, how they work, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm willing to definitely to try you guys, because I know I have two other companies too as well, that, they keep insisting, but I mean, I don't know, I think I like you more, bro, so. If you work with me, then we can do it.
I appreciate that, Carlos. So I just chatted to my manager. Is there a number that you would be comfortable with? I know I took you to the pricing page. You'd be able to see the package you're getting is a platinum one. I don't know if you can see it on your phone right now.
Platinum.
Yeah, so that's the one you'll be getting. So... you know, you're getting a discounted price right now, $299. I'm waiting for him to chat me back, though. I'm here right here at the office. So, but is there a number that you would be comfortable with, Carlos?
I mean, I
guess. Or any discount we could get you, you know, would help out?
For me, $150 would be perfect for me if we do that platinum, but obviously, is it possible, right?
Yeah, you can see the difference, you know, because we have Essential Pro and then Platinum. But at the end of the day, like, the Platinum is the most aggressive, and it helps you with, you know, covers all the bases, especially the Google advertising. So.
Yes, correct.
I'm waiting. Izzy right here is chatting me back right now. So I quoted you first at $299, okay, Carlos? Okay, so he just chatted me back. So, Carlos, what we could do, because this is including the Google Ads. All right, Carlos? So we could do 249. So a $50 discount. Well, on top of the discount you're already getting. So it'd be 249, but that's still including the Google ads. You know, if you wanted to save a little bit more money, if you wanted to save a little bit more money and cut back, and not do the Google ads, that would be a possibility, but it seems like you want to attack both points, you know, right? You want to do everything at once, correct?
I'm looking at the Platinum, so we're looking at that being like, that obviously my first, payment would be the $398.
That was the quoting you at the $299. Yeah. If we do the $249, then it would be, $348, I believe. I'll do the math real quick. That's with another $50 discount on top of that. $249 plus $99. $348. So you save $50.
Okay.
Because I quoted you at the $299 right now.
That will be my initial fee to start.
$348? Yeah. And then every month it'd be $249. But that's included. That's including everything that you see right there on your phone. That's why I sent you the link.
That will be the Platinum package.
Yes, Platinum. Right? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it, man.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Carlos. So what I'm going to do right now is just start verifying your account. You do have a couple minutes still, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks, Carlos. I appreciate it. Where are you at right now? Are you at home, just relaxing?
No, I'm actually at work. I'm at work.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll tell you after. For sure. I'm cold.
So what I'm doing here is that I'm going to ask you the first couple of questions. I already have your information here. Carlos, last name Lopez, correct?
Correct.
All right. Oh, maybe we're related. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Lopez
is super common.
I know it is, bro. You're in Mexico.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you from there?
I'm from here. My parents are from Mexico. So I'm first generation. Yeah. How about yourself?
I was born over there in Mexico.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay.
I was born over there, but I was raised here. I came here when I was 8 years old.
Oh, okay. And you always been in the LA area, or what's
Yep.
Oh,
LA area, man.
Yeah, I'm from Stanton. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't go to. I haven't gone to LA too much.
No. You don't live here.
No, I do. Well, I live in Stanton. It's a small city. It's near Anaheim.
Stanton. Okay. I see.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of it.
Is it towards like Riverside or what? Towards Riverside, no?
No. Stanton's in Orange County. It's near Disneyland.
Oh, a small city. Okay.
Yeah, Stanton is next to Anaheim, and then Anaheim, you know, has Disneyland and all that, so... Yeah, I'm in that area. Thankfully I'm not in Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because over there is... I'm in a good area right here in the OC.
Not too far. I stay in the Valley. I've been here all my life.
Oh, okay.
I work in LA. I work in downtown most of the time, so I drive all the way from here to, what's it called? Not Anaheim, but Cerritos.
Oh, Cerritos?
Yeah.
Okay. Cerritos is the farthest.
I just started this company this year, man. I mean, I'm working for a company.
Uh-huh.
But, I do 40 hours with my company, but I have my team outside, you know, I get my calls and I tell them what to do, where to go and all that. But no, I haven't gotten out from here yet. But eventually that's my plan, you know, to pull out from here and just go 100% on my side.
Yeah.
Is it like a side hustle? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So obviously, Carlos, you have you just started the business this year, but you got a lot of years of experience in this, huh? HVAC?
Yeah. Exactly. So I've been doing it for 11 years.
Yeah.
I mean, in the pandemic and all that, I mean, kind of got me bored, you know, like same routine, same thing. It's like, man, I want to do something else. better that I can for the future, you know, which, I mean, I came through, did my test, all that, and opened it up in April. That's when I opened up the company in April, when I got the license.
Nice.
And been doing it good, man. I can complain, you know. I've been doing good.
So where'd you find those the workers that you have now? They're just friends, or
they're friends, and I had them before. I mean, I would always do side jobs still, you know. Besides here, I would work on weekends, but with not being licensed yet, and I started training these kids, you know, here and there. They would show up, and I would just pay them for the day, and eventually, obviously, when the pandemic, everything dropped down. I was so fucking busy in the pandemic, so busy. Going up and down, installations and all that, and fuck, they liked it, you know. I was paying them on a daily basis, and it's cash.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're like, hey, why don't you just put us on your what do you call it, your payroll? And like, I don't have a business, bro. It's not my company. So it pushed me to obviously get the license, you know. So make them obviously put them on the payroll. I mean, they love, let me tell you, I think I'm cool with them, so they really like them being, working for me, you know?
Yeah.
And now they do it every daily. Right now, they've been at home for this last week, so that's what makes me think, like, man, when I go back and start, I was actually going to start doing this Friday. I'm like, you know what, this Friday I'm going to start going back with Yellow Pages, open everything back up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's busy. And even with Yelp, since I have Yelp, I mean, it's more easier. I can open up, you can always open up your leads and to see how many calls you get within the radius of where you live.
Yeah.
But I have it not. I'm like, you know what? I'm just giving it to Friday, guys. Since I've been busy at work, let me just get my things straight and then I'll go back at it again. But yeah, man. So hopefully.
Yeah. The good thing about here, you know, with here at Local Splash, you know, we've been in business a while, but you know, you'll have a client. I'm going to set up a client interview for you either later today or tomorrow. And at that moment, that you're going to have all the time with the client technician, and you guys are going to go over all the keywords and, you know, the specifics about that. So there's processes and steps. And that's why, like, I'm going to give you I'll reiterate the timeline breakdown. And, like I mentioned before, you're going to have your client interview, content editing, and then the dashboard takes between 5 and 7 days and the directory submission, same times. But also the Google Ads is pretty quick. It's between 1 and 2 weeks, 7 to 14 days. And then after that, the SEO comes into shape, and then your business will be found with the keywords. What I want to explain to a lot of customers, your business is fairly new, but it seems like you're aware of Google and how it all works. But with other customers, I really have to explain the keywords, because it's like, okay, you know, someone's putting a keyword in Google and they're finding your business.
Yeah.
Like, can you see how simple that is?
Exactly. Like furniture repair or electric, a furnace installation or ductless AC, you know? So, of course. I mean, like, common keyword where I know people would, searching Google, you know, what kind of service they're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get so many keywords. It's between 7 and 15. So, you know, you have a lot of choices. And at the end of the day, with you being a new company, unless you've been in this for 25 to 50 years, you know, you're not going to have that spot on the front page of Google.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, of course.
So, Carlos, what I'm going to do is going to ask you a couple questions, then we'll set up the client interview, and then I'll set up the client interview after we process the payment. But what I'll need to find out first is just an email address. I have your website right here.
Okay.
Maybe the email's on here, correct?
It should be this C. Lopez.
I see it. C. Lopez at
HVAC.
And then this website, did you do it?
My wife did it. No, not me. My wife.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. And then the phone number that you want to be contacted at, is it the same that's on your GMB? 818-612-8270?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Just updating that. Next is, just to get the name correctly, Skills HVAC Services, correct?
Correct.
And then the address I'm putting on here is 14520 Plummer Street?
Yes.
Panorama City, California?
Yes.
91402.
Right.
All right. The next step is I'm going to just ask you a couple questions. It seems you're obviously, Carlos, you're the owner of the business, but I'll just have to ask what card you want to use, and then who would be the authorized user. It seems like it'll be you the whole time, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it'll be me the whole time.
Okay. Yeah. Got to verify all this information, you know. What's that saying? Dot our I's and cross our T's?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. So it's asking me, the name of the card holder or the card, it will be you, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I'm just going to copy and paste all this information, this name, your name. And then best phone number to be reached at? Sorry about that, Carlos. Go ahead.
Same. Yeah, everything will be me. But same thing. Same phone number. Same number. 18, yeah.
Cool. Perfect. Preferred language, English, but also speak Spanish, correct?
Correct. English, Spanish.
Portuguese?
Yeah. Jewish, man, maybe.
No, I've been meaning to learn Portuguese. At my last job, I would get Portuguese speakers, but they would speak to me in Spanish, but I'm like, oh, man, I can't even understand what you're saying.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Similarities, you know, at one point, but then it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, then it goes off the rails, and I'm like, okay, nah, I don't know. Hey, so Carlos, so I'm going to put on here for services you offer is all HVAC and then heating, air conditioning repair, correct?
Installation, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The reason I'm asking these questions is that in the client interview, the technician is going to have all this information, so they can just be very very prepared to when they speak to you. So.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I was looking at? I'm actually looking at my business Google account.
Go ahead. Yeah.
My business Google account, but for some reason I can't log into it anymore. It says that, and I think I'll be having that issue. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to fix this.
Perfect. But, so I usually don't, go ahead, Carlos. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So this guy didn't complete. I mean, like I said, I mean, I was so busy, bro. Now that I got slow and I can have more time to put my time into it and time and effort. Now, when I download when they started to do my Google business on Google, these guys couldn't verify my business on, I mean, I don't know how I would get calls. Honestly, I don't know how I would get calls to still, even though I'm not verified in my business Google. I cannot log into it, you know. If I try to log into it, it says that I have to verify my business. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to fix that. You think so? You think the technician will be able to fix that?
Yeah, Carlos. So we'll be able to fix all that. When you sit down with the client technician, they'll be able to help with all that. No worries. It seems like you don't have your login info. No worries. We can help you with all that. And so you have the ability to edit any info on there. Correct? That's what you're looking
got
for.
It, got it. Yes, correct. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Plus, yeah, because it on the Google My Business right now, it doesn't even have the link to the website. Right?
Exactly. So I don't know how I would get calls. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I still don't understand how that. I'm excited. I did it from June, July, and August, you know, and then obviously this August, September, the crazy summer. And then September was the one that when I canceled them, like I didn't want to, I posted with them, you know, but posted, mm-hmm. So they didn't come in every month, but obviously now that I'm slow, I was going to call them back to reactivate it. But mm-hmm. I mean, luckily, you just called me, you know, so.
Yeah.
Definitely tell you guys, but make sure that my business gets verified, though. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell? How come it didn't got verified?
Exactly. And we'll make your Google My Business look more professional and, you know, so people instantly when they see your business, they'll, you know, be like, okay, you know, we'll put more pictures as well and any other information pretty much. But yeah, we'll help you with that. I'm going to put it right here in my notes as well that you need help with your GMB. All right?
Got it.
So,
yeah.
Just going back to the services you offer, I put heating and air conditioning repair, air conditioning installation, heating installation. Do you do furnace repair right now during this time?
Yes, correct. Furnace repair, heater repair, you know,
uh-huh.
Either one people search it for, heater installation, system maintenance, heating,
okay.
Heater and, AC maintenance.
Okay.
Thermostat repair.
Perfect.
I mean, I'm trying to think what people.
No, no worries. So the technician will take their time to, you know, choose the best keywords for you and your business. So I just wanted to put a couple services that you do offer. And then I'm going to put right here, I'm going to put the link to your website, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then that's giving me current marketing services that you are using. You're not using anybody. You put everybody on pause, correct? There are yellow pages.
Correct, yes.
And Yelp?
And Yelp, yeah. I have Yelp. I mean, I think you can, if you search for me, yeah, I'm there. I don't have anything right now. I'm also gonna open them up maybe this Friday for 1 month.
What I would recommend is probably just, you know, you'll go through that interview and then, you know, we're gonna be able to put you on that directory as well as Yelp. So
I'll put that in
there
directly. Yeah, of course.
Because we offer the directory package as well. So what I'm going to do now is that I'm pulling up my calendar. I'm going to schedule when you can talk to the client technician. So what would be let me see what times, would today be a good time or tomorrow?
Yeah, so today, any time, man. It'll be better if we do it today.
Okay.
And I'm at work and it's pretty slow today, so I have the time.
Okay. So I have a time actually on here. It's going to be between 1 and 2 o'clock. So an hour and a half or so from now. Okay.
Let me input
your information. What I have to do is, put your name and then one of the technicians will reach out to you. You'll also be getting an email about this, meeting that I'm setting up right now.
Okay.
And then just got to put your,
do you need another email besides that one? Just one is fine.
No, if you want to give me multiple emails, I'm going to copy and paste the one you have on your site again, the clopez@skillshvac. So I'm adding it right now.
That's fine. Let's do that one. It's more straightforward.
Yeah. Oops, sorry. What I'm doing right now is I'm adding the client interview technician on here as well.
Okay.
So they're going to reach out to you. You're going to get an email shortly, though. I'm just making sure to put... All right.
Okay.
So it's going to be between 1:30 and... Oh, sorry. Let me see. Because I'm right here on the calendar. I'm trying to find the correct time for you. Okay. Now it's letting me. So we're going to set it up between 1 and 2. I'm going to send you an email right now with the information. And then... All right. So I just sent you an email with that. It's going to give you an invite to the meeting between you and the client interview technician. So I'm just going to put that here that we scheduled it for today. Between today. All right. And then I'm going to put that you want to come out in all the directories, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then it seems like you already have a professional website. We do offer another we call it a splash page, but it would be a web page. Is that something you might be interested in as well, another web page, or are you fine with the one you have?
No, and I'm fine with the one I have right now. But if you send me another, do you have like an example, like the way you guys do your website? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I can send it to you. The technician will also give you examples. The websites you'll be getting is from, one will be from a ranking customer that we've had in the past. And then the other one's going to be a website for a recent customer. One's painting and one's landscaping. So I just sent it to your phone.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Cool. Okay. I put that I sent you examples. I put may be interested. Okay.
So Frankie, good, man. How you doing, bro?
Okay.
Good? So far, so good. Lunch, yeah?
All right. The next part, Carlos, would be, what would be the surrounding cities that you want to target? I know you're already in L.A., but just put any city, the five surrounding cities around that area.
Yeah, we can do, do you want me to, do you need names of the cities?
No. No, I'm going to put, so the technician is aware, I'll put five target cities around the area. Carlos will tell you specifics at the time of the interview. Is that, how does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds better. So I'm sure once he starts, how do you guys search the city though? Do you guys go by zip codes or just the name of the city?
We actually have different ways. You could do physical cities. You could choose zip codes. You can choose zip codes, cities, and the other option would be, I think, counties. So we have those options, but probably the best two options for you would be zip code. Zip codes you would be able to choose more than five, and then cities would be we like to keep it around five.
Got it.
And then
okay.
So my Carlos, what's your preferred method of contact? Phone or all types?
Phone.
Phone.
Okay. Yeah, phone's better.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to put here in the additional, my next question would be, like you already mentioned in our conversation, you do have the license, you have a proof of licensing requirement for certain businesses, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The next note I'm going to put here, needs help with accessing GMB, correct? And then, do you, let me see, I have your, sorry, I'm looking at your website right now. Do you need help with the logo? Is that something that might interest you? Seems like you have the S right here, sideways, right? Is that your logo?
It's like the, like that, blue and red?
The one I see on your site is just, there's a S, well, sideways, and then a circle around it. Is that the logo?
Yeah. That's a logo. Yes, correct. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Would that be something that might interest you or no? Maybe help with the redesign?
No, okay. Yeah. No, that's good. I'm good for that.
Perfect. Okay. So now what I'm doing is I'm transferring these notes over. I'm putting the time that we scheduled for later today. It's going to be between 1 and 2 o'clock. So just be expecting a phone call from one of our technicians. I'm just submitting it right here. All right. The next step we would be doing is that we're going to go over to choose the package that we have for you today. It's going to be the Platinum Bundle. All right. So we got it for you at a price of $249. That's including the SEO and the advertisement. All right.
Okay.
It's loading right now. And I'm just putting my information. So before we submit any payment, I'm going to read you the voice verification over the phone. All right?
Okay.
And then we'll go to getting your billing info. All right. All right, So I have Carlos Lopez here, your information. Thanks for your time, Carlos. we're getting down to the most important part. So, okay. So what I have right here, so before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So this is going to outline the service agreement for you and is an added form of protection for you that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Ismael, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good, Carlos?
Okay.
All right. So welcome to the Local/voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Skills HVAC Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Carlos Lopez. I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And then now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important, Carlos, that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/?
Yes.
In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today's date of December 13th, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month in the amount of $249.
Okay.
So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And then, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Great, Carlos. So I want to welcome you to the Local/ family. So the last couple steps will be I'm going to send you an invoice that you'll be able to certify that you agree to all of this. So right now what I'm going to do is just process the payment. So would you like to use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. All right. And then go ahead and then what the name on the card is Skills HVAC or is it Carlos Lopez?
Carlos Lopez.
Carlos Lopez? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and read the card number whenever you're ready. I'll repeat the number back to verify the accuracy.
Okay, it's 4427.
4427.
4270.
4270.
6874.
6874.
5761.
5761. And the expiration?
0726.
0726. And then the last thing is, what is the 3-digit code on the back of the card?
229.
Okay. And then do the billing statements go to your home address or do they go to the address of the company?
To the usually are you email? Can you do email? Paperless?
No. So what we the reason I'm asking that is this card connected to the address of your business or to your home address?
Oh yeah, the same address. Correct. Okay. Thank
you. Oh, the 14520.
14520. Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update that. All right. The next thing is that I'm gonna send you an email with the email is gonna include where you have to check the box that you agreed to all the terms. All right, Carlos?
Okay.
It's going to be an invoice. Let me go ahead and email it to you. Let me see right here.
Hold on, give me 1 second, okay? Hold
on. No worries. Yeah. No worries, Carlos. I'm here. So I went ahead and I sent you the email right now. It says it's a local splash initial invoice. Yeah, I sent it to your email. It'll say, Dear Carlos Lopez, thank you for choosing local splash. And then it'll ask you on the bottom, click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay, local splash. Dear Carlos. Okay, I see it. Okay.
Perfect. So, were you able to click there and see the subscription terms?
Yes.
So, let me know when you're there. We could both be on the same page together.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. So, when you click here, it's supposed to say services, Google My Business Optimization. You see that? Directory submissions?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's just go through there. It's just the same stuff that I've been letting you know about right now.
Okay.
The Google ad.
Is it same? The bottom?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and go to the bottom. I just want you to make sure you see the fee, that what it is today.
Yeah.
So what you're paying for.
Yeah,
$348.
Yeah,
you saw that?
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And then you go ahead and you put, I certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all information is complete and accurate. And then you click that, and then you just need to put in, sorry, you type your name in that seen above. So it should be Carlos Lopez. And then you just let me know once you confirm the signature.
Signature does not match. Please provide that appears. Okay, all signature. That's the name. Here and type your name. How would I do the signature though?
It would just be just type in your name.
Just my name, okay.
Yeah.
I did, but it didn't. Oh, okay, I'm gonna do it again one more time. Okay, I did type in my name. Now, do I just press confirm signature?
Yes. Let me know if it went through.
Yeah, it's not letting me continue. It says that signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Please pick the highlighted portion of the text, Carlos Lopez, which is... I don't get it. Unless I gotta put my other last name, huh?
Let me see in here what's going on. Just give me, sorry about that. Let me, one second. I'm gonna go ahead and let me try processing the. Nah, I'm gonna resend the email. Just give me a sec. Sorry about that. Showing on here correct. Gonna resend it. I just sent it again.
You sent another email?
Yeah. Okay. You should have got it. I got my manager here. I got him on. He's right here with me in the chat. Just asking him. I sent in the invoice. All right. Okay, you might be getting another email because my manager, so I processed the payment, Carlos, so you might be getting another email. Sorry about that. I did a little beforehand.
Okay.
I'm just going to send you a receipt of what we chose today, the